You know, Michelle Thomas always said minor details are not important in the wider scheme of things. Don't try to be perfect. Just aim to communicate. Get that ball over the net. Well, when it comes to the agreeability of adjectives, you won't ever hit the ball into the net and fail to be understood. Rest assured, the Germans themselves are not 100% accurate either. Now, let's get back on track with those Ehren verbs. What about the verb to train?
Trainieren.
Gut, trainieren. So, how would you say one must train for sport?
Man muss für Sport trainieren.
Gut, man muss für Sport trainieren. To emphasize that this is particularly the case with sport, for sport, one must train really hard, make the agent, the doer of the verb, swap places with the verb. So you'll actually say, for sport, must one train really hard. So if really hard is wirklich hart, how would you say, for sport, one must train really hard?
Für Sport muss man wirklich hart trainieren.
Richtig, that's right. Für Sport muss man wirklich hart trainieren. This tendency to stress an item and promote it to the head of the sentence is typically German. Listen to Julia. She's mad about winter sports.
Für Wintersport wie Skifahren, Snowboarden und Eislaufen muss man wirklich hart trainieren. Aber es macht Spaß.
Did you recognize the three winter sports she loves? Wintersport wie Skifahren, Snowboarden und Eislaufen. Winter sports like, wie, skiing, snowboarding and ice skating. Eislaufen literally means to run on ice. Aber es macht Spaß. But it's fun. What about Julius?
Für Sommersport wie Schwimmen, Windsurfen und Reiten soll man auch trainieren. Aber das macht auch Spaß.
What's Reiten? That strong T softened to a D sound, giving you riding. Man soll trainieren, aber das macht auch Spaß. One ought to train, but that's also fun. Listen to other Sportarten, kinds of sport, and you'll be surprised how many you recognize here too.
Golf, Judo, Tennis, Tischtennis, Gymnastik, Leichtathletik, Fußball, Basketball, Federball, Rennen.
Do be clear about the pronunciation for ball. Fußball, Basketball. Remembering that sound shift from D to the softer TH, what do you think Federball means? Featherball, Badminton, and Rennen? Running. And if you're sportlich, sporty, you'll be interested in the Weltmeisterschaft, World Championship. Die Welt, the world, as in weltweit, worldwide. Meister, master. So how would you say tennis world champion?
Tennis Weltmeister.
Tennis Weltmeister, or for a woman, tennis Weltmeisterin. Just add an IN to make it feminine. So, Sportler for a sportsman, and for a woman?
Sportlerin.
Ja, Sportlerin. Sekretär and?
Sekretärin.
Ja, die Sekretärin. You can guess a male student.
Student.
Der Student und die
Studentin.
Die Studentin. And finally, if Julius is a pianist, he would say,
Ich bin Pianist.
Ich bin Pianist. No need to put ein or eine in front of professions. As Julia loves to dance, she is not a tänzer, but a
Tänzerin.
Ja, sie ist Tänzerin. Nice and easy, isn't it?